Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Tim, Governor Cuomo on Thursday issued an executive order wanting more information about the vaping industry. Obviously, this has been something that's been in the news a lot lately. It's a lot of talk about regulation of businesses as well, but let's talk about the health problem that is vaping. Mm-hmm. Your thoughts on it and what the governor has done.
Sure. Well, what the governor has done, I think, is indicative of the response that's necessary to what is becoming an epidemic, not only across the state, but across the country, that these e-cigarettes are falling into the hands of children. And we have to do everything in our power to keep all of these substances away from our kids. This past year, we advanced legislation to make the purchase of tobacco products the age of 21. That was one step that we took as a state. I think the next proper step is to ensure that we're educating our youth on preventative measures to keep these addictive substances away from our youth. We know by research and data that the earlier children fall into the habit of consuming tobacco and other nicotine products, they are hooked and hooked for life, and the health outcomes are extremely detrimental. So I applaud the governor for taking steps. At the same time, we are recognizing that the President of the United States issued an executive order this week to ban flavored e-cigarette products. That is in direct response to the deaths and the illnesses that have occurred nationwide. And I think it's essential that, once again, we keep these substances away from our youth.
On the business side of things, we spoke with some vape shop owners who are obviously not happy with the new regulations placed on their industry. What do you say to them? And, you know, with the context of there's a lot of regulation already in the business world, for them, this is just another one.
Well, I was up at Roswell Park Cancer Research Institute this past week, and I spoke to the doctors and the researchers and the experts in the field there. And they explained in great detail that the data is inconclusive at this point. But what we do know collectively is that the data does support keeping these products out of the hands of minors. So we've actually worked with the industry leaders. We've worked with the businesses to ensure that they are doing their part, and they have successfully worked with us to help us advance legislation to keep these products away from minors so they're not falling into the terrible throes of addiction at an early age.
You find it interesting that there's been a lot of attention placed on vaping, and yet, you know, for decades people have talked about cigarettes and cigars and the effects tobacco has had on them. Thousands of people die each year. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, six people die as a result of vaping, and everyone's going crazy about it. Do you find that interesting?
Yeah, it's a new product, and it's being looked at in great detail. We recognize, unfortunately, the millions of people across the globe that have died because of tobacco use. We recognize that there are thousands of cases of illness and death still today attributed to regular tobacco use. This new vaping industry that's taking root has generally been lax in regulation from both the state and federal government, and now there are great eyes on it as we're hearing about deaths and illnesses happening across the country. The President of the United States rolled out his ban. The governor rolled out regulations, and it's something that we need to continue to look at. But I think at the same time, it's important that we're paying attention to all sides of the issue.
Like, it's these counterfeiters who are dishing out the product that the kids are now putting into the vaping, and that's what's making them sick. What are your thoughts on that, on that point?
I think regulation is critical, and I think that the business community is part and parcel of that. They have been helpful in ensuring that there are proper regulations, but at the same time, we need to make sure that no matter what regulations are in place, the focus needs to be on keeping these addictive products out of the hands of our children.
Should it be...
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.